Hello there, this is Lydia Saldana, a writer with Texas Lifestyle Magazine, here with Chef Marcus Pasley with the Clay Pigeon in Fort Worth, and we're talking about entertaining with a vegetarian in mind.
Yes, thanks Lydia. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Okay,
good.
So our listeners can't see these beautiful dishes that you've prepared. Why don't you describe what you prepared for us?
Sure, we've got three dishes in front of us. One is a fried zucchini, real light batter on that, and we've dressed it with some it's kind of a dairy-based sauce. It has dill, lemon, some buttermilk, a little sour cream in it. And then we have a potato galette, which is essentially just some Yukon Gold potatoes, kale, some feta cheese, wrapped in a pastry and baked. And then our third dish is a cauliflower steak with quinoa and golden raisins with just a little charred onion pesto underneath it.
Are these items you have on your menu now? Or
we rotate some of these items through the menu right now. We don't have any one of these dishes on currently, but we'll have components of this dish within other dishes.
So. Okay. So it's a little ironic to be talking to a chef in Cowtown about vegetarian dishes.
Sure.
but really, it's becoming more and more common. You throw a party, and it's very likely that you're going to have a vegetarian or vegan, you want to have those kind of options.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The trend and the general awareness of food is growing, and that's taken a lot of people to examine what they eat a lot more closely. As a result, we've got more vegetarians, more gluten-free, more vegan, a lot of restricted diets. And as a restaurant, you have to be prepared for that. And certainly, if you want to be a good entertainer at home, you got to be prepared for that as well.
Okay. Now, I watched you put together the cauliflower steak and the zucchini. I didn't watch the prep on the galette. Can you talk a little bit about the difficulty level of these particular recipes?
They're all pretty simple, but the galette just is a little more time-consuming. First, you need to make the pastry dough. So it's a basic pie crust. And that has to rest for an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you bake off the potatoes, and those have to cool down before you can slice them. And then once it's all the ingredients are ready, all the components to the dish, you put it together and throw it in the oven, and that takes another hour. So it's a time-consuming dish, but not difficult.
Okay. Most people, when they do holiday parties, they tend to set a table, maybe a buffet-style table where people are coming or going. Are these types of dishes, are they going to stand the test of time to being out for a while?
Absolutely. The galette is a great family style dish because you can cut it up in wedges and people can take as big or little pieces as they would like. The cauliflower steak as it's presented now is for one, but you could easily turn that into roasted cauliflower florets. Mm-hmm. And serve it like a big mixed salad, and put a serving spoon in it, and that would work perfect. And yeah, they're going to stand the test of time. They'll be able to hang out on the buffet table for a couple hours without going too bad.
Okay. Now, I understand you were trained at the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park, New York.
Correct.
Okay. But you started in Texas, and you ended up in Texas.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit
about
that.
Yeah. Well, I started off washing dishes at Johnny Carino's, and then worked my way up there, and went off to New York, Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. And from there, I've been working all around the country. Rough Creek Lodge down in Glen Rose, Texas, Canlis in Seattle, opened up Four Seasons in Vail, spent a little time at a hunting and fishing lodge in the middle of Alaska. And so we've had a fun past 10 years and touring the country and getting exposed to a lot of different things and different levels of cuisine. So it's been a great education and a wonderful experience.
But you came back to Texas.
Yeah, I came back home. Home's always home. Yeah.
Okay. So how are things going here in Fort Worth for you? I know you're about to open another restaurant, right?
Correct, yeah. Well, the food scene in Fort Worth is growing like crazy. The rate at which it's growing, I think, surpasses just about anywhere. And it's really a fun time to be doing what we're doing here in Fort Worth. Just because, we're just now getting to that food revolution point that a lot of places have already experienced, but we're there now, and the quality of restaurants are getting higher and higher and higher every day. A new restaurant opens and it's and it's better than its predecessors. So it's a fun time to be doing what we're doing, and we're excited to be growing our brand and opening a new restaurant this fall, which will be an Italian restaurant.
But that's going to be a little different than this one.
It will. Than the Clay Pigeon.
Tell me a little bit about the concept and what you're
It's a bigger space. It's a little bit more volume driven. It's going to be a lower price point than we have here at Clay Pigeon. More of an everyday eater versus special occasion or weekend kind of a deal that we have here at Clay Pigeon. So, we're excited about it. We're excited to try something new and different business model and see how it goes.
Okay. You know, we started this conversation talking about a holiday party and you know, putting food together for your friends to enjoy. What advice do you have for a host as they're putting food together and putting their parties together?
Make sure the punch is spiked. I just keep it simple, I think, is probably the best way to go. A lot of times you'll go to home parties and, you know, the host wears himself out, making it too complicated. And no one wants or expects complicated food, just simple, tasty food. And that's all you really have to do. And keep it simple, and it should do all right.
All right. Well, thank you, Marcus. This is Lydia Saldana for Texas Lifestyle Magazine.